It is a delight for me to welcome you in the name of Jesus Christ. And you have to listen hard because my accent is not American, not British, but Indian English. We have been praying for many things, and it is not a futile exercise, but we know that God will answer our prayers, and by faith we ask Him and He grants our petition, and that is our faith in God. And I have about 5 minutes, 7 minutes. I will finish within that 7 minutes. So, Grace and I am Babu. So, we are involved in ministry in India, the central part of India, for last 32 years. And we've been doing Bible translation into a people group, a community called Halba, H-A-L-B-A, Halba. And their language is called H-A-L-B-I, Halbi. And there are about 10 million people in this people group. And also we have a program for children. We take care of 284 children in their schooling and living and so on. And we teach the older people to read and write. So that is called adult education. Once we translate the Bible, people have to read. Otherwise, no good. So along translation, we teach them to read and write, and they also take care of the children. So they will be taking up the ministry from us. And tonight, I want to speak about why we are called out into the community. We live in a community. We are not islands. We have to live in the community. So why God has called us into the community? The brother was telling, he witnessed to somebody and he got saved. And others were telling that we shared the gospel, pray for that family. So that is the reason why we are called out into the community, to be the spokesperson for Jesus Christ. To be ambassadors for Jesus Christ, we are called out into the community. And for that, we need certain qualification in our lives. The number one is that we need discipline in our life. You know, we cannot do God's work as we like, but we need to have discipline in our life. Philippians chapter 4, verse 1. Philippians chapter 4, verse 1. I will read it for you. Therefore, my brothers, you whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, that is how you should stand firm in the Lord, dear friends. We have to stand firm in the Lord. And for that, we need discipline in our life. And He called us to stand firm. And not only that, in Psalms 34, verse 8, we will not read that. O, taste and see, the Lord is good. So we have to taste and see the Lord is good. Then only we can recommend to somebody else. Is that right? So first we have to taste and see how the Lord is good. And then only we can share God's goodness to other people. And not only that, as we read in Psalms 1 and verse 3, Christians, so we are called out to be like a tree planted by the river, by the waters. So what does that tree do? It bear fruit in season. Is that right? And it is visible to the community. Many a time, the fruit we bear is not visible to the community. We talk to them, but they don't see the result as we talk about. So, it is like a tree planted by the water and brings out fruit in season, and that fruit is visible. Because many times we say, I know the Lord, but how can other people see the Lord is in you? So that is a challenge. And then we see that we are not just doing social work. We are called to influence and impact the community. How can we impact the community? By living according to God's word. You know, showing it through your life, then you don't need to preach much, but they know that you are different. They will ask you why you are different. And that's a kind of discipline we need in our lives. And also, as we read in Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Finally, it says, think about such things. So, what do we think about? Any of these? You know, we spend our day thinking about what? Not these things, many other things. But here it clearly says, think upon whatever is noble, right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, or anything is excellent and praiseworthy, think about such things. So we need to have a disciplined thought. Our mind is occupied with many other things. We cannot but live without that. But we need to concentrate on what we think. And so here we know it is a disciplined thought that helps us to do God's work. And when we meditate upon this word of God, that speaks to us and that disciplines our mind. And it is like a, you know, olden times, there was a diesel engine, a pump. So somebody had to pull it, push it and turn it. Then the machine starts, it goes for many time, you know, until diesel finish. So that is the kind of thing sometimes we need for our mind. We have to stir it and we have to discipline it to study the word of God and to be seen by the people. So we need to have this challenge in our lives. People are watching us, and what we do speaks to them more than we talk. And the third point is that we need to have discipline action. When our mind is controlled by the Spirit of God, our action is also controlled. And that's why we need a disciplined action in our life. That should be prompted by faith. In Hebrews chapter 11, we have many examples how their lives were prompted by faith. Abraham, he believed God. And there we read like, Abraham sacrificed his son before God. It says Abraham sacrificed, but we know he didn't sacrifice. But in the sight of God, it is equal to he sacrificed Isaac. And we read about Moses. He saw the invisible God. How can it be possible? Moses saw the invisible God. He acted like that. He, through his life, he acted like that because he saw the invisible God. And we can speak about Noah. You know, he preached for 120 years. He didn't see any results. But still, he continued to make that ship, that boat. And people thought he is crazy. But, you know, by faith, he did that. So that is the thing we need in our lives. So we need to have discipline in our life. Discipline people. And who are the people working with us? It shows where we are. You know, how we share the gospel with them, that is important as a Christian in our life. And every life we touch should be able to have a transformation in their life. And even a sinner becoming a saint is a miracle. So we trust God for that. You know, our thoughts, our action, what we speak is according to the word of God. And then only we can impact the community. And finally, I want to read a verse. From 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 11. With this in mind, we constantly pray for you that our God may count you worthy of his calling and that by his power he may fulfill every good purpose of yours and every act prompted by your faith. I don't have time to explain, but that verse is very self-explanatory. We constantly pray for you that God may count you worthy of his calling and that by his power he may fulfill every good purpose of yours and every act prompted by faith. May the Lord continue to minister to our hearts through these thoughts. And shall we pray? Father God, we want to thank you for this time we could come together and pray to you. And we thank you that you have called us to be the light and salt in the world, in the community where we are living in. Help us, O Lord, to discipline ourselves, our lives, our thoughts, our action, so that our people around us may see that Jesus Christ is in us, living in us, and be a living witness for you. And also, Lord, we want to thank you for all what you are doing in our lives. And when we pray, you are there to listen to us, to give us an answer. We trust in you, Lord, with our lives, and we trust in you for everything what you have given to us. And we thank you for hearing our prayers. Now send us with thy blessings. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask this. Amen.